reason you need to add one, or you get home and you think, get a hold of me, give me a call, I can get a hold of a gentleman and get it added on. We're going to pass out the tickets next Sunday. If that is also an issue, like you're not going to be here, let me know and we'll try to figure out other arrangements. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm a member of the Adult Education Committee, and in your June Harbinger, you should have received one of these calendars. It's a schedule of what we're planning for our second hour programs in the fall, but we'd really like to see what people's interest is in these programs. So we've asked everyone to mark down whether they're interested in attending any of these and returning them to the church. So I have extra copies of these with me today. If you're interested in doing it today and just putting it in the office or giving it back to me, that would be great. We'd like to hear what people think of the topics and whether they would like to attend, and then we can make some changes based on that. So thank you.
Good morning. Thank you all for your prayers last week. Feeling much better. Now, if you were not able to get tickets to Jazz Fest, not to worry. We have a wonderful opportunity for you. Here, June 24th, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we will have our own Jazz Festival here in worship. So be here. It'll be wonderful.
And youth, tonight is our end of the year events. I'm hoping to see each and every one of you. I want to catch up with you on what's been going on in your lives. 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, 4 o'clock for the pre-party. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, 6 o'clock for your party, or everybody's party. So, and one announcement in the bulletin, the prayer of confession is not unison. So, mark that out. Linda.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see so many families here today worshiping with us. And with that being said, I have to take advantage of this opportunity to invite all of you to the family fun night that we're going to have here in July, on July 19th. It's a Thursday night. I am sure all of you are feeling at this point in time that you just need some time to relax and not plan anything. We're all in the same boat, parents. So come join us. And we're talking about babies and retirees and grandparents, everybody, because all of you are part of our church family. We invite all of you to join us. So mark your calendars. Your children got a flyer like this last week, and there's a sign up on the kiosk if you plan on coming. We hope you do. And now, we welcome you to our children and youth Sunday service. The Sunday school children have been working very hard on different parts of today's service. They learned their parts, they practiced their anthem, and they made their props. The junior highs were the cheerful greeters today and handing out bulletins. And our senior highs will be doing the offertory. So with the Sunday school teachers, the junior choir director, the ushering team, and the young children's committee, we've all been busy getting ready for today. And so, it is with a joyful anticipation that we invite you to join us in celebrating growth as we begin with our children carrying in seeds, the seeds of God's love, and plant them in our garden.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain keeps tumbling down. Pulling wheat, picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. feel the need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. Rain, 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 come and rain, find my way in nature's game, tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Plant the rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old Crow watching from the tree, he's got his hungry eye on me. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief above. Slug by slug, weed by weed, boy, this garden's got me teed. All the insects come to feed on my tomato plants. Sunburnt face, skinned up knee, kitchen stocked with zucchinis. I'm shopping at the A&P next time I get the chance. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rains keep tumbling down. Picking weeds, picking stones, man is made of dreams and bone. Feel the need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. Rain, folk, rain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's game. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Plant the rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old Crow watching from the tree, he's got his hungry eye on me. In my garden I'm as free as a feathered thief above. Inch by inch, row by row, make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain keeps tumbling down. Till the rain keeps tumbling down.
please stand for the call to worship?
The seeds.
Praise the Lord. Because the sun and the rain and the earth and the seeds give us the food we need to grow.
Praise the Lord. Let us worship
loving Creator, sometimes we don't see the beauty around us, the earth and the sky, the plants and the creatures, the sun and the moon, even the people who surround us.
Sometimes we complain about the weather, too cold, too hot, too rainy, too dry.
Sometimes we don't take care of our creations, wasting, discarding, disrespecting.
Forgive us, God, and help us to take care of the beautiful world you have given us.
Forgives us. Praise God. seat right here?
I don't think so.
That was beautiful. I loved it. Thank you. I'm glad to see you. I've missed you. I brought a story to read to you today. It's a very old story. In fact, my mother read it to me. That's how old it is. Pretty old. But it was always one of my favorite ones. It's called The Carrot Seed. And I bet maybe some of you have read it too. Have you? No? Oh, good. Okay. Have you? A little boy planted a seed. His mother said, "I'm really afraid it won't come up." His father said, "I'm afraid it won't come up." And his big brother said, "It won't come up." And every day, the little boy pulled up the weeds around the seed and sprinkled the ground with water. But nothing came up. And nothing came up. Everyone kept saying, "It won't come up." But he still pulled up the weeds around it every day, and he sprinkled the ground with water. And then, one day, a carrot came. Just as the little boy knew it would. That's a giant carrot. It is. Really big carrot. You know, I think this little boy has something to teach us. When you have faith and you take care of things, things do grow. Because he was so diligent about watering it and weeding it and having faith that his carrot was going to grow. And you know what else I think? I think when we do that with people, when we take care of them, and we love them, then they grow too into beautiful human beings. And our relationship grows as well. God gave us a wonderful world to take care of. And God wants us to take care of all the creatures in the world. Some of them are two-legged, and some of them are four-legged, and some of them are plants. God wants us to take care of God's creation. Let's have a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your creation. Help us to take care of it. Amen. I'm going to go back to your teachers.
So you may be wondering why you received a pack of vegetable seeds in worship today. Well, first, before I tell you, I want you to know that the seeds were donated and did not come out of the GPC budget. But they were donated with a challenge attached. Today, our children are teaching us about Jesus' parable of the farmer, that when seeds are planted in good ground, our efforts are multiplied. When our efforts are rooted in God's ground, amazing things happen. The children invite you to a very hands-on experience of holy gardening. They'd like for you to take your seeds home, plant them, enjoy the vegetables that you grow, but also donate a portion of your harvest back. There will be a table in the foyer all summer. As vegetables are brought in, we will distribute them to various soup kitchens in the city. Now, if you absolutely don't want to do this, we suggest that you give your seeds away and offer the same challenge to someone else. There are multiple types of vegetables, so if you don't like what you got, you don't like beets, you don't like cucumbers, whatever, you might want to trade them with your neighbors. And these particular vegetables were chosen because they will produce vegetables before the frost. Now, my guess is that some of you have already planted a garden. Thus, if you'd like to share some of your produce from your own garden with our urban poor, bring it to the table, and we will joyfully take it to the various soup kitchens. Happy gardening.
Genesis 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water.
Then God commanded, "Let there be light," and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw. Then he separated the light from the darkness, meaning the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed and morning came. That was the first day.
Then God commanded, "Let there be a dome to divide the water and into it in two separate places." And it was done. So God made a dome, and it separated the water under it from the water above it. He named the dome sky. Evening passed, and morning came. That was the second day.
Then God commanded, "Let the water below and the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear." And it was done. He named the land earth, and the water which had come together he named sea. And God was pleased with what he saw.
Then he commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of plants, those that bear grain and those that bear fruit." And it was done. So the earth produced all kinds of plants, and God was pleased with what he saw.
second reading of the Word, Matthew 13, 1 through 9, and 18 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Large crowds gathered around him. So he got into a boat and sat down, while the people stood on the shore. Then Jesus used stories to teach them many things. He said a farmer went out to plant his seed. While he was planting, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came and ate it all up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where there wasn't much dirt. That seed grew very fast, but because the ground was not deep, but when the sun rose, the plants dried up. Because they did not have deep roots, some other seed fell among the plants dried up, the thorny weeds, which grew and choked the good plants. Some other seed fell on the ground the plants and dried and produced a crop. Some plants had 100 times more, some had 60 times more, and some had 30 times more. Those with ears, use them and listen.
So listen to the meaning of the story about the farmer. What is the seed that fell by the road?
The seed is like the person who hears the message about the kingdom but does not understand it. The evil one comes and takes away what was planted in the person's heart.
And what is the seed that fell on rocky ground?
That seed is like the person who hears the teaching and quickly accepts it with joy, but he does not let the teaching go deep into his life, so he keeps it only a short time. When the trouble or persecution comes because of the teaching he accepted, he quickly gives up.
And what is the seed that fell among the thorny weeds?
That seed is like the person who hears the teaching, but lets worries about this life and the temptation of wealth stop that teaching from growing, so the teaching does not produce fruit in the person's life.
But what is the seed that fell on good ground?
That seed is like the person who hears the teaching and understands it. That person grows and produces fruit, sometimes 100 times more, sometimes 60 times more, and sometimes 30 times more.
His big brown eyes stared at me as a small boy knocked on the window of my car. In broken English, he spoke, "Madame, stickers, buy stickers, please, madame." We were stuck in the all-too-common Dhaka traffic jam. Dhaka is the capital of Bangladesh and home of 12 million people. Thus, traffic jams are a way of life in Dhaka, and they offer street children a marketplace for the goods they have retrieved from the city's dumps, like stickers. "Madame, stickers, please, madame, buy stickers." My immediate instinct was to buy every sticker the small child had. But my driver warned me that if I bought even one sticker, I would be bombarded by hundreds of other children selling their goods in the streets of Dhaka. So I shook my head and awkwardly turned my back away from the window
looked back and said, "No, no, I don't need a sticker." Slowly, my driver weaves his way through the overcrowded streets, and eventually I arrive at my destination. I climb 6 flights of steps, catch my breath, and see the bright colored sign that boldly announces Streetwise Project, changing our world one child at a time. Anita Mued, founder and director of the Streetwise Project, opened the door and warmly welcomed me in. She began to share her story as we toured the 4-room school. Indeed, it was a story about a seed that had been planted in good ground, cultivated by the hands of God's people, and through determined faith had grown well. It was as if I was one of those people standing on the shore hearing Jesus talk about the multiplying possibilities of planting in good ground, holy ground, God's ground. Where Anita had actually done it. She'd been an art teacher teaching privileged children at one of the international schools in Dhaka. She grew up in Europe, was educated in the United States at Mount Holyoke College, and eventually moved to Bangladesh, where her extended family lived. She tells the story of going to work day after day through the very streets I had traveled earlier that day. The ones where children pleaded potential buyers to purchase their goods. She confessed that year after year, she perfected that awkward traffic jam rejection twist until one day she simply couldn't justify it anymore. Quite spontaneously, she invited 10 of the street children who had been knocking at the window of her car to a local park on the following Friday. She showed up with food, games to play, and friends to help. 10 children showed up hungry, ready to play, and with friends as well. The day was so successful that Anita and her friends committed to do it again the next Friday, and then the next Friday, and then the next, and the next, and the next. And finally, on one of those park play days, a child looked at Anita and said, "Madam, are we ever going to learn anything here, or are we just going to play all the time?" For you see, street children in Bangladesh don't go to school. They need to work the streets during the school hours. Anita quickly embraced the enthusiasm for education, and she found a garage, and she set up tables in it, and she twisted the arms of more friends and began teaching the children on Fridays. As time went by, Anita and her friends sought to address the extreme poverty in which the children that she had come to love were living. Some of the children returned to their families at the end of the day. Others had no home or family to which to return. Anita struggled with their yearning to learn, yet their need to earn money just to survive. She hated saying goodbye to them each Friday afternoon, knowing that most of them would return to sleep on the streets, scavenge for food, drinking pure water until she saw him again on the next Friday. And then the solution came to her. Why not open a boarding school for her small, fragile friends? A boarding school would provide a safe place to sleep, nutritious meals, community support, health care, pure water, a place to address family needs, and even a space for children
to be children. And best of all, if the children lived at the boarding school, she could enroll them in the local public school. The seed was planted. Anita resigned from her own teaching job, presented the idea to the families of the children, that is, the children who had families, and to her delight, they were excited about this opportunity for their children. But when the day came to open the doors of this boarding school, not one family allowed their child to come. Why? Because the family desperately needed the income that their child made on the streets. Anita admitted that she was so discouraged that she was ready to give up the whole project. But her friends, through creative problem solving, found money to pay the families so that they could replace the meager amount of change that the children made on the street. The Streetwise Project, changing our world one child at a time, became a reality. Today, 30 children ages 4 to 15 live in four very small rooms, but very cheerful rooms, on the sixth floor of a building in Dhaka. They are safe. They are well fed. They go to sleep. They sleep on mats. They go to school. They laugh. They play. They do homework. I know, because I had the privilege to play with them. Indeed, they are the precious blooms of the seeds Anita planted in sacred ground. And as I met the children, I knew I was also meeting the evidence that, yes, with the help of God, God's people can change our world. That is, if we put our energies and our resources in good ground, in God's ground. Indeed, people have different roles in God's garden. Some are like Anita, courageous, visionaries. Others are like her friends, believers in possibilities. Others are necessary for financial support. But we all are called to cultivate God's garden, planting and nurturing seeds of love. When the day was done, my driver again slowly maneuvered through the traffic jams of Dhaka in order to return to my daughter's apartment. And you know, somehow the stop-and-go traffic and the smiling vendors at the windows seemed to have a completely different rhythm to me. Well, let's say at least I heard it different. This morning, we've listened to our own children teaching us about the wonder of God's creation and the miracle of growth. Let us listen as our smallest voices praise God and challenge us to be tenders of God's world. Let us leave here believing the wondrous possibilities of seeds planted in good ground, God's ground. Amen.
You know, this is my favorite service, and hopefully I don't cry. Just so you warning you ahead of time. It's our honor to be able to give our sixth graders their Bibles. Jan and I have taught together. We've co-taught. Jan's been with them since third grade, and I've been co-teaching with them fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Gotten to know these kids. They're an awesome group of kids. They're from eight different school districts, which is amazing. Yet when you see them together, you would think they lived right next door to each other. They're just great together. And they're great in many, many ways. They're great academically, artistically, athletically, spiritually, musically, and they're all artistically, did I say that? They're all a very caring group of kids, and it's been wonderful to get to know them and be with them and watch them grow. They will be terrific when they get up to junior high. They'll be active participants in junior high youth group and Sunday school, and help out in Sunday school and Vacation Bible School and wherever you need them, because they're just those kinds of kids. So I'm going to call their names, and just come on up here, and you get your Bible and a hug. Shannon Belt, Ryan Birkbeck, Justine Berta, Samantha Berkovich, Allison Cook, Jacob Fritsch, Mikey Hasselop, Scott Kleeman, Chris Lewis, Riley Marconi, Audrey Molina, Parker Palmer, Samantha Rogers, and Danny Smythe. Welcome to the future of our church, right there. Thank you.
Morning. It's become our tradition to give a hymnal to each of our junior choir sixth graders in appreciation for the time and the energy and the music they've shared with our church family. We have five to thank this year, and yes, I'm going in alphabetical order because you know me. Right? Shannon Belt. Shannon is enthusiastic. Come on up, Shannon. I get energy by just being around Shannon. She's a wonderful singer, and you have heard her play recorder. She's also a clarinetist. You may remember that she and Samantha Berkovich played their clarinets with a piece we sang this past March. One of Shannon's strengths is relating the words of our songs to everyday life, and she's always willing to share examples from her own experiences. We will miss the level of excitement Shannon brings to our rehearsals and the way she helps us to make connections. This is for you. Yes. Samantha Berkovich is a great musician who enjoys both vocal and instrumental music. She's played the recorder with us, and as I mentioned, Samantha's a clarinet player. She also plays the bass clarinet. Samantha has the special ability to predict what I might need and is quick to offer help. She's able to be part of the group while helping to raise the group up at the same time. We will miss her good ideas and sense of humor. Allison Cook has an interest in both music and the fine arts and has done some wonderful drawings for us over the years. She was comfortable singing solos at an early age, and her example helped others to develop their confidence. She's played the recorder and a variety of percussion instruments with our choir over the years, and for some time has been a member of our church bell choir. We will miss her sense of humor and good insights. You will. Now the men. Jacob Frisch loves the piano. He even served as accompanist on one of our introits this year. He's played the recorder and many different percussion instruments throughout his years in junior choir, and is always willing to learn a part just in case we need somebody to fill in at the last minute. And that does happen. Jacob reminds me of the Micah verse. His humility and kindness have had an impact on me as well as the rest of the group. We will miss his caring nature and his gentleness. Mike Hasselab is a great music reader. Mike played a challenging bell part in one of our anthems this year. He too has played the recorder as well as a variety of percussion instruments. Mike also plays the baritone horn. I appreciate the way Mike has modeled a quiet strength in our group. He chooses his moments to add to our discussions, which makes us especially interested in what he has to say. We will miss his perception and kind ways. Let's give him all a round of applause. It's been my pleasure to work alongside these young people during, for all of them, the past 6 years. They have contributed not only to our times of worship, but also to the community atmosphere we try to build into so many of our groups here at Gates Presbyterian. I have to say, as a whole, it's unusual to find such a class of good listeners. Parents might laugh there, but they are good listeners. They can focus, and they are very experienced at taking things in. And these strengths will serve them well as they continue to decide how best to belong in this world while singing out for what they believe. As most of you know, junior choir is an opportunity open to all of our first through sixth graders, a second hour extension of our church school program with an emphasis on creative arts, especially music. And although these five started right in first grade, we are glad to have new members at any time, and it's a fun way to make friends. So think about it for next fall. Come grow with us. Thank you.
There are many great joys in this congregation to celebrate, including our children and youth. And now we come to a time of prayer and invite you to share your joys and concerns as the ushers come around with the microphone. Just keep your hand raised high.
A couple of weeks ago, Melissa reminded us to share with local farmers and buy from local farmers.
Sim, I'm sorry I missed the announcement this morning, so I'd like to take this opportunity to let everybody know there's a swimming pool in the foyer, and we are collecting food for SWEM for the months of June, July, and August. So as Caroline said, if you plant one seed, you'll get many fruits or vegetables. So if each of you were to bring in one can of food, we'll have a swimming pool overflowing by the end of August. So thank you.
Dan Charicola, prayers for Sue's mom, Mercy John, who returned from India on Tuesday and has some health issues and has required hospitalization.
I would just like to
I probably can't say, but what a joy today is. And I just want to thank so much Linda Sidori, the Young Children's Committee, the teachers that give countless hours, Dabby White, just thank you. And to all our children, thank you.
O God, our creator and nurturer, as you deliver your people, you accompany us on our journeys. You cause the earth to nourish seeds, the wheat and corn to flower and yield grain in abundance. You are a God of all living things, and we give thanks for your grandeur. Grant us humility as we offer our prayers. We are your sojourners in our quest to be faithful, and help us to be more receptive to the seeds of your love and open to the ways we can partner with you in growth and tending to the most vulnerable. This morning we hold in prayer all those who are suffering, in pain from disease, illness, grief, loneliness, and that aching emptiness to be loved for who you created us to be. Help us, O Lord, to resist the temptation to fill that emptiness with greed, violence, and war. There are countless unnamed places where women and men and children struggle to have enough to eat and constantly live in fear of warfare or being sold into slavery. In faraway places like Afghanistan, Syria, and Bangladesh, and places that are in our own backyards. God, take the small seeds of our lives and love them, so we might produce acts of loving kindness for you in the world. Hear our cries and find us when we are lost and wandering, and bring us home with you so that we may be made whole, rejoicing in your goodness. Help us to joyfully serve you in all our days, knowing that you are with us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Dear God.
Thank you for sending your son to us. Thank you for hope, kindness, and cheer. Thank you for water, sun, and soil. Use our gifts to grow gardens around the world. Amen.
And in the last verse, I invite you to get up and make a circle around the worship center in celebration of our circle of growth. One more time.